Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi Manila, o Haleakala.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha na ahau o na ali'i na ali'i mai na kumuna mai e pa'ai na o lelu kaula na ua hele a moi ke ala ua lole aku na ohana o na no na ali'i kaula na ua pa'a ua lala o
Look, it's Saturday all over again. So, must be Nakai Evalu, your very own FM radio magazine broadcasting throughout the Hawaiian Islands. From right here around the kitchen table, right, Kahone?
Aloha kakahia kakako to all of our ohana on the islands of Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and of course, Oahu. Thank you for joining us here on Nakai Evalu.
Hawaii Island, you forgot.
Oh, yeah, Hawaii Island, too.
Oh, my
Kona
God.
And Hilo, sorry.
Keep our eyes on him. Vicky Holtaka.
Don't forget my mo'opuna in Hilo.
Absolutely. Moku oke ave.
That's right. Aloha la akea and kau'i.
Listen to her.
Yeah.
Such a tutu, yeah?
Yes. Aloha, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Nakai Evalu.
How was your week, Vicky?
Busy. I tell you, I went to the first was First was basketball, Kamehameha School State Championship. You know, exciting games, I tell you.
Three overtimes.
Oh, that was Friday. And then Saturday, they were neck and neck with Kahuku. Such an exciting game. And then I went to the candlelight vigil at the state capitol with the civil union. And they asked me to speak. And I said, you know, Hawaiians, we never had no problem with mahu, gay, lesbian. We have that terminology. Mahu exists, aikane exists in our Hawaiian language. Prejudice just came in with colonization.
So you're supporting House Bill 444?
Absolutely. It came in with colonization.
Me too.
Along with all the other bad things.
Well, it was also an exciting week with the Native Hawaiian Health Festival that was held at the Bishop Museum. And we had quite an audience that came out, and with all of the Ahahui Kauka, our doctors, and we did the vision screening, the health screening, and all the facials and everything. Victoria had a booth of her own where she conducted facials, and it was just a great, we had great entertainment,
really?
Good food, and everybody just enjoyed themselves. So for those of you who are listening who didn't make it this year, circle your calendar now for 2010, March 7th, Sunday at Bishop Museum.
And it's going to be a great morning right now, because we're going to figure out how you are going to college. How's that? How you like that? And I have a feeling Vicky and Kaho'one will have a little bit to say about our other topic, the Kamehameha School Song Contest. So you sit back and enjoy. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We can walk through rainbows, smiling faces as we go. And climb on the sunset, hold the rain, let it get us wet. Take my hand, come along and fly with me. We'll sail on a cold
up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
no make alo pikola kahi mo muna piko kanenuela lia lia vale ke mo muni akula oko o iyo halale ke kaila oko o pelu e pepe no nala he ono tomi no ho ita u ita pute mo muni ya he ono wa he ono wa he ono i ono he ono mo a he ono no he ono wa he ono wa he ono i ono he ono no a he ono no Waka ono make alo piko la kahi mo mona piko kane nuwe la lia lia vale ke mo mo lia kula oko iyo halale ke kaila oko o pelu e pepe no anala he ono tomino i tau i to pute mo mo nia he ono wa he ono wa he ono i ono he ono no a he ono no he ono wa he ono wa he ono i ono he ono no a he ono no Hebe on the extra salad, two scoop rice on the hamburger bun, hot dog kimchi, chili pepper water, akuli aku, mahi mahi sandwich, top it all up with the kikuman soyu, he on the tomi no itau itu pute momonia. Malapua, malapua, pepe, au hukole, ahi onanu. Malapua, malapua, pepe, au hukole, ahi onanu. Shua make a beef stew, heavy on the extra salad, two scoop rice on the hamburger bun, hot dog, kimchi, chili pepper, wow, akuli aku, mahi mahi sandwich, top it all up with a kikuman shoyu, heo no tomi no, itau ito pute momonia. Manapua, manapua, pepe, au kole, ahe ono no. Manapua, manapua, pepe, au kole, ahe ono no.
Kai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend with great Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas in the Hawaiian community. And we may have some for you today. Ka ho'one panoke Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here. And from the Kealii Pauahi Foundation, we have the Executive Director, Kalei Stern.
Aloha. Aloha mai kako.
Aloha, aloha, Kalei. Thank you so much for coming in again.
Sure.
It's so good to see you.
Thank you. Sure.
We've got lots of things happening at Kealii Pauahi Foundation since you've been at the helm.
Yes, it's been 8 months so far, seven, 8 months. So it's been great. And now we're heading into scholarship season. That's the most exciting part, most exciting time of year for us to be able to award and talk about different scholarships and ways that students can further their education. Wonderful time.
Great. So we've got a deadline coming up, too, for these application forms.
Yes, our application is available online at pauahi.org. Our deadline is April 1st. No joke.
Ooh, that's coming up fast.
April 1st. All applications have to be filled out online.
Completely, right. So everything's done online, and then you have to submit some paperwork through the mail. So you have to complete your online application on or before April 1, and all of the supplemental information, transcripts, FAFSA, we can kind of talk about the details. That also has to be postmarked by April 1st.
And you also have to be completed in the Ho'olulu Data Center?
Right. Ho'olulu Data Center. Center is the way that we verify Hawaiian ancestry. So that is one of the parts of the application.
Great.
And it's great because we have the scholarship administrator for Kealii Pauahi Foundation, Brandy Torres. She's with us this morning, too, around the kitchen table. We're so glad you're here with us. Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. Can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. So hold on, hold on. If anything, it brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. So many times, in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know, but I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. There's something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. Rise again, feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to. Oh, hold on.
it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again. We'll feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you. You just got to listen. Us by, yeah. Oh, hold on. Everybody's gonna make it. Oh, hold on. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, hold on.
Nice, very nice. Nakai Evalu. We'll keep your Saturday upbeat and moving ahead today. We're checking out Keali'i Pauahi Foundation's post-high school and college education scholarships. They're available now. The deadline is coming up, April 1st, so the clock's ticking on your application. No need to be a Kamehameha graduate to apply. There are many different scholarships available, and you can check it all out and get the forms at pauahi.org or check our website, nakaievaluradio.com, and we'll hook you right up. There are over 100 scholarships available, so you don't want to miss out on this one. You're hearing about it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Keali'i Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Keali'i Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Keali'i Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Keali'i Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Fred Alvarado, the Mapunapuna branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. People who are smart money managers know exactly how much money they need for monthly expenses and how much they can set aside to save for their bigger financial goals. It all comes down to making a spending plan or a budget. How can you stay on track with your budget? I recommend using a checking account register to track all your deposits, checks that you write, and even the cash that you spend. This will give you a clear view of how you're currently spending your money and help you stick to your spending plan. Remember, A spending plan is there to help you make the most out of your money.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nice going for a Saturday morning from Hanalei to Kau. It's Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And this morning we're finding about how you can afford to go to college with Kealii Pauahi Foundation's Executive Director Kale Stern and with her Scholarship Administrator, Brandy Torres.
Okay, Kaho'one, can you take over right now with Brandy because my mouth is full of cream puffs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
Mahalo to Lily Noyan, Aaron Salah for the cream puffs, chocolate, okay. My favorite. So your turn. Go.
With your mama Kitty.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Take it over.
Don't bother her when she has cream puffs. But anyhow, Brandy, welcome to Nakai Evalu.
Aloha
so
and
it's
mahalo.
Nice to have people from Kamehameha Schools and especially you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure, sure. Mahalo again for having us here. I have been with Kealii Pauahi Foundation for about 2 years now. Been working in the scholarship development field, so working with the fundraising side and also working with the students that are applying and receiving all the great scholarships that we have.
And are you a graduate of Kamehameha?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. What year?
The mighty class of 1993.
Oh, my gosh, 93.
Just a baby.
Just a baby. So how did you get involved in this kind of work?
I actually worked in the field of development and advancement in California. After I graduated, I went to college in the mainland, and I came back, and I was so very excited to be able to relocate back for this opportunity.
What are some of the major hurdles that people come up against when they're applying for these scholarships? Let's find out about that next. Nakai Evalu, and we're finding out how maybe you will be able to afford to go to college. Nakai Evalu. Every Saturday morning, it's brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, Miti Hui.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nā Kai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
If I could, I'd like to be a great big movie star. Overnight sensation. Drive a big expensive car. I would buy you everything your little heart desires. These things I do, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. If I was a businessman, I'd sit behind the desk. I'd be so successful, I would scare Wall Street to death. I would hold a meeting for the press to let them know. Just a man, an average man, doing everything the best I can. But if I could, I'd give the world to you. I'd like to someday be the owner of the first house on the moon. There will be no neighbors and no population boom. You might say that all I do is dream my life away. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. It's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you.
Rain, sleet, snow, or gale force winds, we've had it all, and it's still a right-on Saturday morning with Nā Kai E Valu. Ka ho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and from Kealii Pauahi Foundation, we have the executive director with us today, Kale Stern, and their scholarship administrator, Brandy Torres, and we're finding out about their scholarships.
I have a couple of questions for you about the scholarship application. What range in scholarship, how much money are you folks giving out per scholarship?
Okay, so all the scholarships that we have, it varies, but it starts off at $500 and it can go up to $10,000.
And these are for different programs, different fields of study?
Yes, absolutely. We have some scholarships that are available for students that are in graduate school and undergraduate school, 2 and 4 year college, vocational, technology. We also have fields of study like medical fields. We have a master's in business. We have a whole bunch of different fields. So it's really a great opportunity to look at the different different types that we're covering.
So when you're talking about scholarship, we're not just talking about college per se, vocational. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our students need higher education in vocational studies, so mm-hmm. apprenticeship programs that are like Honolulu Community College that have vocational schools.
Yes.
Technology. What about
aviation? They have aviation.
What about
there,
graphic
too.
Design?
Yes.
And I'm looking at maybe somebody that's going into automotive mm-hmm. programs.
Yes, absolutely. We have a scholarship called Tesoro Hawaii Corporation. That's for vocational, for, like you said, Hawaii, the area of auto, and also for the area of piping and welding. So it's an interesting construction kind of job. And then we also have a couple for Native Hawaiian artists. So visual
Great.
Artists, graphic
visual
designs,
artists.
Like you yeah. mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And then you Great. Also have, I see here, ministry too.
Yes, we do have a Iwalani Carpenter Soa scholarship that supports religious studies.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, then the other thing that I have, I was thinking about, the scholarships are available not only to Native Hawaiians living in Hawaii, wherever mm-hmm. they live?
Yes, we have a couple that asked to be a Hawaii resident for preference, but a majority of our scholarships are available for students everywhere.
Do Kamehameha School graduates get preference treatment?
Not necessarily, but they should definitely apply.
Mm-hmm. I know that that's one of the things that we always say, you know, only KS graduates get, but that's not mm-hmm. true. Sometimes it's open to everyone.
Yes. Over 100 scholarships, one application.
Yes.
Online at pauahi.org or check it out on our website. We'll provide you the links at nakaievaluradio.com. Nakaievalu. Brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network. Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Mahalo for your company today. We did get a request from our friends in IAEA, so we have that coming up. But right now we're finding out about the over 100 education scholarships that are being offered by Kealii Pauahi Foundation. And to tell us about it, from Kealii Pauahi Foundation, the Executive Director, Kale Stern, and the Scholarship Administrator, Brandy Torres.
Mahalo again for having us. We want to encourage everyone to apply. Online application is available at our website, www.pauahi.org. And you can also call if you have any questions regarding the application process, 534-3966, anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m.
We're really excited about the possibility and the offering for so many opportunities for education. The big thing, big reminder is April 1st as our deadline. And again, as Brandy said, it's pauahi.org. You can find all the information there.
That means your online application has to be done and all your supplemental documents have to be postmarked. Like take it to the post office before 8 o'clock at the airport.
Or hand deliver directly to Kauaiha'o Plaza.
Yes. By 4:30 p.m.
And it's all stamped, so make sure you're there early.
Over 100 scholarships and one application, so they're really making it easy for you. All of that information will be on our website if you missed it, nakaievaluradio.com. Thank you, our friends from Kealii Pauahi Foundation, Brandy and Kale. Kamehameha School Song Contest is coming up March 20th, you know, and we have Aaron Salah and Lili Noi Ka'ahanui here at the kitchen table to give us the full scoops next on Nakai Evalu.
With cream puffs.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
To the surf by Nina, ocean floor.
Use your surfboard
to open the door.
See the Eva
dancing on the reef,
waiting for the headway
to peek beneath.
It's a surfer Eva all day long. Let's surf the fun and sing. The surf baina.
That's the way to start a Saturday with Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o for your weekend. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa. And here with us at the kitchen table is Lili Noe Kahanui. She's a Hawaiian language teacher. Aaron Salai is here, recording artist. Both of them are color commentators for the upcoming KGMB broadcast of the Kamehameha School Song Contest.
Yay.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu. Woo, it's that time of the year.
Yes, it's that time of year
again.
We
so look forward to this.
Boy, I can imagine what's happening on that campus at Kapalama Heights.
It's pretty busy up there.
Things are stirring.
Ooh, the things are stirring. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Practice, practice, practice. Memorize your words.
Exactly.
Pronounce them properly.
Exactly.
Stand well. Poise.
Mm-hmm. Sit down. Stand up. Sit down. Hanaho.
Yeah. Facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Make sure you smile.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Are those lays ordered? Those silk lays are ordered?
Just excuse me. Everybody, with the hands, move forward on your chair.
Yeah.
And then kuai.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then hanaho.
Hanaho.
One more time for points.
That's
yes.
Right.
Because that could be your winning or losing point.
That one point could make a big difference.
That's right.
You know, Victoria, I remember that when I was at Kamehameha Schools, oh gosh, that was just a little while ago.
Just a few years.
It was very exciting because if class of 65 and 66, so we got a little tired of doing the island medley songs during the break. So we went with Auntie Nona Beamer and asked her if we could do a ho'ike. And of course, she loved the idea. Then we had to sell it to the trustees. And that took a little time. But before you know it, we were practicing for ho'ike. And all we had was a 15-minute spot.
Right.
But boy, did we make use of that 15 minutes. And it was the first year that AMFAC was sponsoring the television show. It was the first year on television at NBC.
Aww.
At Neil Blaisdell Center.
That was 1966.
Was that 1966?
Yes.
Yes. And it was a great time.
That was the HIC.
Yes, HIC. Yes.
And ho'ike has definitely grown since then.
Oh, God.
It's its own production.
Listen, during those days, we bought our material from Shirokia. Downtown on credit.
And how about the lei? Look at
on
that.
On the lei, we had to make our own,
Pila.
Go to the graveyards and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I remember in 1965, we could not stand up to hula.
That's right.
We had to do all hula noho.
That's right.
Memories and memories to be made this year at the Kamehameha School Song Contest, which is coming up March 20th. We've got a lot more coming at you. Lili Noe and Aaron are staying with us for the next hour or so as we take a trip down memory lane and find out what's coming up this year at the Kamehameha School Song Contest. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. On the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Alone on a barroom table, she was watching me, watching her. I was singing about an old flame burning. She was hanging on to every line, and I was pouring out my feelings. She was pouring out the wine. Through the smoke and the beer, it was perfectly clear that we were touching each other's mind. It was knew my closing song would do it. I knew that I was having bound. I could tell she was new, but before I was through, this stranger walked up and sat down. He was trying his best to impress her, but she never took her eyes off me. When he got up and left, I said to myself, oh no, what a night this would be. It was love 10 feet away. Imagine her in my arms with that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadow. It was love, just 10 feet away. It was love, 10 feet away. Imagine her in my arms with that look on her face, lying somewhere in some shadow. It was love, just 10 feet away. It was love, just 10 feet away. It was love, just 10 feet away.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend with great Hawaiian music and mana'o. thoughts or ideas in the Hawaiian community. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guests, Aaron Salah, recording artist, and Lili Noe Ka'ahanui. They are both color commentators for the upcoming Kamehameha School Song Contest.
Well, Lili Noe, you're a graduate of Kamehameha Schools.
Yes. Do I have to say what year?
No, you don't have to say what year, but our moms are very, very good friends. Our moms traveled together dancing
and did hula back in the day.
All over Asia.
Yes, and they're still dear friends.
That's
Mahalo
great.
For that.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Graduate of Kamehameha Schools, and then what?
Yep, graduated in 1982, way back when. Was one of the first Hawaiian 4 students. We had 4 of us in Hawaiian language, in Hawaiian 4, and I wanted to be a kumu. Went to university at Manoa and became a kumu. Got my bachelor's in education, secondary education, and then jumped right into Hawaiian language immersion. So I helped start the program in 1987. So we celebrated our 20 years.
Yes.
Yes. Mahalo ke kua aloha. I taught at Waiau. So aloha ina haumana, mena kumu. And then I jumped
Waiau
to
Elementary and Aiea, right?
Yes, in Pearl City. And jumped to Kamehameha, taught in high school. And that's where I had the blessing of being invited to co-host a long time ago.
I understand now that at Kamehameha, the language is very much required of the students.
You know, I wish it was required, panoke, but it's not.
It's not? Oh.
No. Hawaiian culture in 9 and 10 and Hawaiian history in 11, 12.
So they don't have to be fluent in writing or speaking of the language.
No, but now we have a Hawaiian language competencies put in place with our strategic plan, and so that's very exciting, where they have to have the basics. They have to be able to pule, know a few oli, basic pronunciation and things, so that when they graduate, the profile of the Kamehameha graduate will be this. And so
the Native Hawaiian institution.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, now we're finally able to say we are a Hawaiian school and not just a school for Hawaiians.
Hawaiian language is one of the criteria, right, for the judging of the song contest, and it's coming up March 20th on KGMB. You'll be able to see it live if you're not there live yourself. We're talking with Lili Noe Ka'ahanui, who will be a color commentator there, and with Aaron Salah, recording artist, another color commentator. You're hearing it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Are you here for rest of my
Saturday, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, kicking off the weekend with Hawaiian music and mana'o. That is thoughts or ideas for your kitchen table. For example, have you been thinking about college, maybe community college? Kealii Pauahi Foundation has 45 scholarships that could help you out. Check pauahi.org or swing by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. And the Kamehameha School Song Contest is happening March 20th. And this year it honors John Kamealoha Almeida, the Dean of Hawaiian Music. He's written over 300 songs, many of Hawaii's favorites. And this entire contest will be broadcast live on KGMB. Aaron Salah is one of the color commentators. And he's got a new CD out. So we'll be checking in with him next on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Fred Alvarado, the Mapunapuna branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. People who are smart money managers know exactly how much money they need for monthly expenses and how much they can set aside to save for their bigger financial goals. It all comes down to making a spending plan or a budget. How can you stay on track with your budget? I recommend using a checking account register to track all your deposits, checks that you write, and even the cash that you spend. This will give you a clear view of how you're currently spending your money and help you stick to your spending plan. Remember, a spending plan is there to help you make the most out of your money.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
music is 90% of the story, let's face it. Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, that's where you are, right around the kitchen table with us. That's Vicky Holt, Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and our very special guest, Aaron Salah.
Aloha. Aloha, Aaron. Aloha. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Such a colorful person. Tell us a little bit about you and what you've been doing and a little bit about your new CD.
Yeah. Napo'ona Mahina, The Illusion of Reality is the name of my sophomore album, and released late December 2008. So been busy promoting here and in Asia and on the West Coast. So I've been pretty busy. And I really have to thank Auntie Vicky here, because it was at the first Pa'e Foundation Hapahaole competition, right? That Flip McDermid came up to me at the piano and put his card on the piano. He said, call me. I didn't call him for a year. It was at the next year Auntie Vicky called me and said, please call this man back. So I really have much mahalo for Auntie Vicky for hooking that up.
And yeah. You were then able to do your CD, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Aaron was the MC for our program, and he did such a great job and always has a good presence. But I think what I wanted to talk to you about was your musical training, because mm-hmm. you had a chance to work with Mahi Beamer,
right, exactly.
And Minakil Ivahamana,
yeah.
Some of your mentors. Who right. else?
Well, I started playing piano at 5 and came through Kamehameha, and actually started singing in Cancer Glee Club. And then I started taking some voice lessons with Les Ceballos, who is director of choral activities now. And at one concert, Auntie Leila was playing the piano, and I thought, she plays just like my grandmother. So I have to go and talk to her. And that's how my relationship with Auntie Leila started. And, you know, of all of my piano mentors, Auntie Leila was the only one who ever really scolded me for playing too much. And, you know, really let me know, you know, Aaron, pull back. You're playing too much. It's not about you, uh-huh. You know. So I learned so much from her.
And Auntie Leila was great at giving that kind of
yeah.
advice.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. And then, you know, as seniors at Kamehameha, we used to go sneak down to Andrews. By that time, Uncle Mahi was playing at Andrews in the piano bar there. And that's how I really started to really hang out, I guess you could say, with Uncle Mahi. And then that started a whole new era for me. It's a whole new va to hang with him and learn the Beamer music, and then learn how to approach different kinds of musics, and then that of course led to my relationship with Auntie Nina, and then my relationship with Uluwehi Casimero, and then, you know, the list goes on. But it all started at Kamehameha, so I'm very thankful for that, definitely.
And then you got involved with song contests,
mm-hmm.
and I understand this year you're arranging for two classes.
Yeah, I'm arranging for two classes. The sophomore men are singing Aoya, and the senior co-ed, Myla Swing.
Oh, man, I would love to hear you do piano for those two. I mean, I don't know anybody else, especially of a younger generation, who plays Hawaiian piano like you do.
Well,
you're incredible,
you.
Aaron. So let's check out his new CD. You're hearing it. Aaron Salah, Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools. Every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network.
Moonlight, ekeon
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Even.
aloha. Aloha kako. It's a kako thing this morning, Saturday morning, around the kitchen table with Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and with us this morning, Lili Noe Kahanui and Aaron Salah, who will be adding the color commentary for this year's broadcast of the Kamehameha School Song Contest.
Great having both of you here. Now let's talk about the song contest. What year is this?
This is the 79th.
79 years.
Because we actually skipped a few in between. I think it was for the war, the war year. So I believe it's the 79th annual Kamehameha School Song Contest.
Lili Noe, how long have you been commentator?
I lost count, Auntie Vicky, but I believe it's 12. 12 blessed years, and the best part for me is I get to be with my students, my former students, because I teach in the middle school, and then I get to work with great people like Aaron and Kiahi Tucker, and of course our favorite Manu Boyd. So I've been very, very blessed.
So when you're commentating, you're not up there with the where they sit down. You're down on the floor.
No,
doing interviews and things like that.
While the actual competition is going on, we're all together in the parlor room.
The parlor room,
we call it. And then during intermission time or before the competition starts, Lili Noe and I are out in the crowd, you know, talking to some people and
Getting to the kids.
Yeah, getting the idea of how the night feels for folks in the crowd.
And who are the judges this year?
We've got some great judges. Our Olelo Hawaii judges. We have
Keola Donaghy, who actually did his MA thesis on the music of Johnny Almeida.
And also Kahikina De Silva.
Oh, how nice.
And Mafuana's oldest daughter.
Yes.
So they're awesome. Music judges.
Music judges are Tamia Kana, class of 68. And Unkal Kahi.
That's right.
From the Makal Sons.
And of course, our overall judge, our favorite, Uncle Kimo.
Keola.
Keola Alama.
Beautiful. And so that's it's a great lineup.
Yes.
We told the kids, tough. They better sing good.
Right.
What's happening on Ho'ike?
Well, they're loosely basing the idea of Ho'ike on sort of Johnny Almeida's love life. You know, he was a ladies' man. That's no secret. And so they're sort of playing some songs, dancing to some music that kind of tell that story.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The Kamehameha School Song Contest is happening March 20th, and this year it honors John Kamealoha Almeida, the Dean of Hawaiian Music. He composed over 300 songs. Many of them are probably your favorites. So check it all out. It'll be broadcast live on KGMB with our dear friends here, Aaron Salah and Lili Noe Kahanui. They will be your color commentators. It starts at 6:30 with the pre-show. The contest begins at 7:30, and then it'll be rebroadcast 1 week later. Coming up are Olelo Noeau. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ea, ea,
It's been a really fun morning, hasn't it, Kahone?
It has been a great morning here with our two great guests that's from Kamehameha School Song Contest. And wonderful. And also the scholarship. We've learned a lot today.
Thank you so much for being with us. And it is time now for us to leave you with a thought for the week.
Our Olelo no Iau is brought to you every week by Mobi PCS. And today, like I always try and ask our guests, what is your favorite Olelo no Iau? These are the wise sayings and proverbs that have been handed down by our kupuna from generation to generation. So Lily Noy and Aaron, what's your favorite Olelo no Iau?
Well, we both share a favorite, I think. And I'll let Lily Noy do the honors.
Mahalo, Aaron. It's Ika Olelo no Keola, Ika Olelo no Kamake.
And that really just literally means that in the word there is life and in the word there is death. And it shows that Hawaiians really have a high value on what is said. It's really important to say what you mean and mean what you say.
And it's
be
very important.
Careful what you say.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes, because once it's out there, it can't ever be taken back.
Yeah, Grandma used to say, once it comes out, cannot put back in.
Yeah, you know, I remember Uncle Eddie Ka'anana used to say to me, Aaron, you know, ke puka kaleo pau lave ie kamakani. You know, when whatever you say comes out of your mouth, it's finished. It's taken by the wind. You never know where it's going to end up, and in whose hands those words will end up. So, be very, very careful about what you're going to say.
A great thought for our week. Thank you so much to our guests, Mahalo, and Mahalo to our producer, Cedric Duarte, to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha, our technical director, Chris Hughes. This program, Nakai Evalu, is brought to you with much aloha every week by the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Mahalo and see you next week.
Hui ho.
Hui ho.
Hui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Are you headed for college this fall? Does the cost of tuition and books keep you up at night? Is the current economy stopping you from attaining your dream of a quality education? Kealii Pauahi Foundation can help. April 1st is a deadline to apply for post-high scholarships through Kealii Pauahi Foundation for the 2009 through 2010 school year. Applicants must be enrolled in a 2 to 4 year post-high degree program and demonstrate satisfactory academic achievement, merit, and financial need. Visit www.pauahi.org to apply online or view a complete listing of scholarships, requirements, and other information. That's www.pauahi.org. Don't forget, apply by April 1st and let Kealii Pauahi Foundation help you as you pursue your dream of a college education. Kealii Pauahi Foundation gives preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.